everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today is going to be an installment of, and again, I hate to play favorites, but the favorite segment that we do here on the Franchising 101 podcast, and it's the little thing we call In Their Words. And it is cleverly titled because we are going to hear in their words from some of our Fran Coach clients who have gone through our process and this journey to ultimately become franchise owners. We're going to talk all about their background, what led them to consider franchise ownership, how they navigated the process with the Fran Coach team, what franchise they've chose, and how it's gone so far. Today's guest is I'm super excited to talk to, and not just because he lives in my home state, but because he is a veteran of the Marines. He's an airline pilot. He's a husband. He's a father of a little one with another one on the way. Dear Lord, help him. So clearly he's got tons of time on his hands and was just bored and needed something to do. So looking at franchising was the natural fit. But really, it's all about diversification, second income streams. How do we build for the future for the family? So, which is something I'm sure almost everybody out there can relate to. So we look forward to talking to him. But first, always a quick reminder who we are. And Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 70 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to simply educate you on all things about franchise ownership. That's that stuff. Now let's get to the fun. Joining us today from Lafayette, Indiana, home of the Purdue Boilermakers, go Matt Painter, Mr. Michael Long. Right. Mike, thanks for joining us today, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
My pleasure. It has been so good talking to you and getting to know you over the last, like 5-6 months with this. And got a cool story that I want to share a lot of kind of everything over the last few months. But let's give us a little scoop on you. Like I teased a couple cool things, like who doesn't want to be an airline pilot, right? So, but give us a little scoop on you and kind of like how you even got to the point of starting to think about franchise ownership.
Yeah, the past 10 years has been a bit of a whirlwind with 5 years in the Marines, graduating from Purdue, choosing to become an airline pilot, which took 3.5 years on its own, getting married and having a kid. And then I've always kind of wanted to run a business. I wanted to own my own business. I took some business classes in college and learned that I learned nothing. So I figured that if I wanted to start a business, it would be good to have someone in my corner that knew how to run a business. And so that led me to entrepreneur.com, which led me to your podcast and got us connected so that we could talk about franchises as an option, because I knew they would have a lot of support to help me in my corner, to help me with the things that I don't know that I don't know.
Yeah. And my goal of getting being able to tag Purdue University with throwing out, go Boilers and Matt Painter, you totally ruined it by talking about the business school that you didn't learn anything. So
it wasn't a major in business.
Yeah, I was going to say you were there for a little different focus. You did pay attention to like the stuff learning how to be a pilot, right?
Oh yeah. Yep. Definitely. Lock that in.
Perfect. Okay. I feel better.
If any potential employers are watching.
Perfect. Yeah. If you could start, you switch over to American Airlines and maybe hook me up on all my flights back and forth, that'd be awesome. So, super cool. First of all, like way back to the beginning, thank you for your service. This is, It's officially November. Now we're hitting Veterans Day, so again, I'm excited that you were on our show right around that time as well. So thank you for that. So you kind of have all these things that kind of lead you to, hey, let's take a look, right, and let's think a little bit about this. So we get talking, we kind of get working through this, and then there's the It's almost like always got like the joke. It's like the gender reveal. It's like, okay, here are the franchises that we think are potentially good fits for you. If you can kind of think back to like, what was going on in your mind? I never do those calls on video because I don't really want to see the face people make. If it's like, ooh, what is that one? Or they start rolling their eyes. Cause I think that can happen sometimes and that's okay. But do you remember back to kind of what that was even like, kind of hearing those options and trying to prepare yourself for those conversations?
It was definitely, I had listened to your previous podcast talking about that call and how it would go and how some might be out in left field. You mentioned I told you at the time on that call that none of them were too far out in the left field. I definitely hadn't considered, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to talk about the specific brands or not.
You're fine.
But you mentioned Wolfies to me, which was not something I'd ever considered, but became a strong contender in, as we move forward. But we ended up deciding that we weren't sure that we wanted to be in the pet industry itself. So we moved on from that. But that was definitely a bit of a surprise on the list based on all the things I had told you. But when we actually talked to them, it almost seemed like the right fit, but just not quite. So wouldn't have been one that I found on my own. So I was glad that you were in our corner helping us track down options that would be good, especially being that I'm going to be semi-absentee.
Hey everyone, I wanted to pause the show for just a moment to spotlight one of our premier franchise partners, Bumble Roofing. An exciting emerging franchise opportunity under the Empower Brands umbrella, Bumble Roofing is a rapidly growing name in the $22 billion roofing industry. Bumble is renowned for its commitment to craftsmanship and to customer satisfaction. Perhaps Bumble's biggest differentiator is the fact that they are revolutionizing the sales process in an industry that was long overdue for it. The result is an amazing customer experience and a steady flow of referrals because of it. Serving both residential and commercial clients makes Bumble stand out as a versatile and rewarding franchise opportunity. But wait, no roofing experience? No worries. You don't need roofing experience to get your hands on a Bumble franchise. You just need the desire to take control of your life, follow the proven system provided, and you can build your own business through the power of franchising. If you'd like to learn more about Bumble Roofing to see if it might be your perfect match, reach out to the Fran Coach team today so we can help you create your better tomorrow.
Talk a little bit about that, right? Because here's one that's maybe, you know, if it's not a deep left field, maybe it's shallow left field, right? Like, you know, like from that standpoint, kind of that pet space just in general. Like, was that helpful at all to look at something that was not really on your radar? It ended up ultimately not being the fit for you. But how did that kind of help you, or did that help you at all kind of get you to the ultimate place where you are now?
I think it helped a great deal. So I kind of set you up when we had the call, as you tried to narrow it down as to what to look for, because I wasn't sure what kind of employees I wanted to work with. And I didn't ever give you any solid answers. So you kind of picked one of each, whether it was low skill level that you could get anyone, or high skill level. We ended up going with the high skill level option, but I didn't know which one I wanted until we talked a little bit more about it. As I hashed it out with the different franchises as to what would be involved with recruiting. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, I think I want to work with the high skill level people who have a lot invested in their trade and are professionals, rather than the low skill level having turnover every couple months, because you're just constantly looking for new people because they don't have that much invested in what they're doing. It's just maybe a hobby or a pastime for them to fill between jobs.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it's one of those things where, you know, and you kind of said this, like, in some ways it feels like you're not giving us a good answer when we're, you know, talking about certain areas as we build this out. But that's, to me, that's the beauty, and kudos to you for the open mind to kind of get outside of your comfort zone a little bit, because when you don't realize that you like something necessarily until you can see the opposite of it, right? And sometimes you look at the opposite, you're like, well, that's way better for you. it drove you back to something that is a little bit more skilled. And there may be somebody out there going, man, I can't possibly manage somebody doing something I can't do. For you, for you and Molly, that fit a lot better. So that was, again, really one of the bigger distinctions in all of this was kind of that staffing model. And especially with you guys, with you got a semi-absentee, but a crazy semi-absentee, right? From your schedule, you're either not remotely accessible. Again, at least I hope you're not answering emails while you're flying the dang plane, right? So
they don't give us the Wi-Fi access codes.
Good. So, but then, or you're super, super available. So that was cool. And then we started to kind of narrow it down. And getting ready to go to the last step in this process is that we'll hear the term discovery day, meet the team day. Some franchises do that virtual. The one you ultimately went with, it did it in person. So what was that like, right? You're kind of preparing to go to, in this case, Charlottesville, Virginia. You know, everybody's dream locale for a vacation. So it kind of doubled as that, right? So as you guys and your wife went with you as well. So talk about that kind of prep to get there. And then once you got there, what was that experience like for you guys?
It was a spur of the moment, I guess, decision. They told us when the days were available that they were doing it. And we're like, huh, I have some days off that line up with it, with my crazy schedule. I already had the days off. So we decided less than, I think it was a week and a half maybe before that we were going to go, pretty much the last day that they said we could make a reservation. So we headed down to Charlottesville and had a wonderful experience. That was kind of what solidified that I thought this was going to be a good fit. Because they had a top-notch operation going on. It wasn't just a couple people in a closet with computers doing marketing. They have quite the establishment going on at premium service brands, and it made you feel very comfortable that I would be helped all along the way, as well as that's what everyone that I've talked to said would be the case. And meeting the fellow franchisees or prospective franchisees at the Meet the Team Day really made me think, feel confident in my decision of getting involved with franchises, the caliber of people that I was brushing elbows with and stuff, made me realize that this is for real. It wasn't, and that I would have the assistance that I needed to get off the ground, as well as to keep running as we roll out the door.
How did it help Molly to be there with you? Versus you going and then coming back and telling her all about it?
Oh, I think it was huge for her to be able to talk to not only the CEO of the whole place and stuff, as well as all the people involved in marketing, see who I had been talking to, at least with some of the people that I've been talking to, and get to know and see the presentations on what kind of assistance they're going to offer, and to hear from other semi-absentee franchise owners. Some of the people who work for premium service brands also run franchises, semi-absentee. So to hear about the kind of involvement involved, and then the time commitment, which made her happy to know that they had time to do an entire other job in addition to running it. Yeah. And still had time for their families and stuff, which was the key point for her.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody's watching, they may be able to read it right on your shirt, because you're already busting out the logo gear already, which I love. But dun-dun-dun-dun, which franchise are you now an owner of?
As of today, I'm officially an owner of House Doctors. I finally got the wire transfer to go through for the franchise fee. So awesome. I've been doing a lot of the prep and everything. Been working through the classes and got all the stuff lined up and starting to get the vehicles. But officially, as of today, I now own a House Doctors franchise.
Awesome. So, number one, how's that feel to say that?
It's an awesome feeling. Definitely a little intimidating to see what's coming forward, but that's why we do it, right?
Yeah,
no one opens a business to be bored.
That's always like, I think busy is this annoying buzzword that people use, but it's like, I'd rather be busy than bored and broke. Right. So definitely the case. And it should, like, I always think like you got that excitement, and then there's just that little twinge of fear, like what the heck that am I doing? Or am I getting into all of kind of the unknown? Right. So that's super good. But I think that's where just like your background lends itself so well to franchising in general, regardless of the brand, right? The military background, you kind of get it beat into your head, follow a plan or else, right? Work hard, figure stuff out, right? The leadership, the teamwork, being a pilot, again, as somebody that flies all the time, I really, really, really want to believe there's this like 1,000-point checklist that all these people are going through every time before we take off. You know how to follow a process, which is the number one thing. So again, that piece, like if you, I think as a franchise owner, if you're always just kind of, you get to the point where you are and like, this is the one for me, and you trust it, then just like buy in and trust everything in that system and keep doing what you know how to do, is follow that process and put forth the effort. So that part I know you'd be good at, but give us a, like, I'm totally putting you on the spot with this. Give us like the 30 seconds elevator pitch. So Michael, what does House Doctors do? Tell me more.
Well, we're a premium handyman service that helps in every aspect of your home, keeping it ready to live in, as well as for any other aspects of your life, whether that's getting ready to sell it, living in it yourself, or if it's for your parents as they age, to help them if you're out of town, prepare them for anything that goes wrong with anything regarded to their house, and keeping it in shape.
So if I have a really long honeydew list of things that are maybe a little broken, dinged up, or things that I want to add on and fix it, build whatever, basically we call House Doctors, is that right?
We're your guys.
Okay. Yep. Do you come to Pima, Arizona?
once I get my business jet, we'll come down there.
Good, because I got a really 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 long list. So there may be some people in Indiana that I know that will get pointed your way, and we'll just keep mentioning, you know, Purdue University and all that stuff. We'll get some boiler action for you too. So it'll all be good. Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that, seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. You're really just kind of at this beginning. Do we even have, are we far enough along to kind of a target open date yet for you guys?
Oh, we don't have an official one yet, but probably mid-January.
Which is going to be good timing, right? So my New Year's resolution is to get this honeydew list done, or it's to add this, build this, fix that. Well, awesome. We're going to know who to kind of call throughout this. As you went through this journey, from like even kind of thinking about wondering if this is for you to where you're sitting now, was there anything in particular that kind of surprised you along the way that maybe you didn't know or didn't even know you didn't know?
I guess I didn't realize just how many franchises there are out there, both available to get involved in and then that I'm already involved in, that just like the number of businesses that are running out there that are franchises and have the same kind of organization structure to keep the lights on and whatnot, to get everything done. I thought that there were a lot more mom and pop shops, so to speak, but it's definitely a great deal. And also I thought a lot of the businesses out there were just wholly owned as opposed to being franchises, especially like on the retail front and stuff. That would probably was the biggest surprise to me.
Yeah. I think sometimes people like even don't realize even like a bigger brand, right? You're like, I'm hungry. And there's a story that always pops up in my head, but like a Firehouse Subs, you're like, oh, that's this big chain. Like, no, like Bob down the street owns that particular one, right? And just how many different things are out there. There's over 4,000. We talk about partnering with 650 or so franchises. There are about 4,000, right? And it's just everything under the sun, which I guess maybe come back to this a little bit. Like, was there, you talked about some of the being at Meet the Team Day and seeing the people within for House Doctors and then premium service brands. Let's back up there. What's the distinction? Kind of explain to everybody, you're a franchise owner of House Doctors, but we talk about premium service brands. Explain that to everybody.
Premium service brands is the parent group would be the best term for it. They started their own handyman thing called Handyman Pro, I think back in 2012 or something, and then they acquired House Doctors. But Premium Service Brands is the parent group, like I said, but they provide the overarching support for like marketing. They have like one marketing team for all their different franchises just to improve the efficiency. They have a call center and stuff to help all the different franchises provide services that you wouldn't be able to if it was just a standalone brand or if you were a standalone operation, that they can provide you those kind of services that you would never be able to afford on your own, the kind of marketing support and whatnot.
Yeah. And it's, I think they're at 9 different franchise brands right now. So again, there's advantages and disadvantages, I think, to both, and everybody's got to find their own sweet spot. But I know you'd mentioned this, like you liked that, not just the support of the brand House Doctors, but that overall support of premium service brands. It gives you growth options, right? So we can maybe have multiple territories of House Doctors at some point. Maybe you're, instead of House Doctors of Lafayette, you're House Doctors of Indiana and you have the whole dang state, right? But you can also own multiple of their brands and be that, you know, trusted provider for multiple things in the community. So it becomes a really good kind of long-term growth opportunity for you. So so that's good. Was there, I guess as you kind of think through this, having gone all the way to this journey, now you're a franchise owner, you got the polo to prove it. So now there's somebody out there listening like you had done and were thinking about it. What would be some, maybe like a piece of advice that you would give anybody that's kind of like, geez, should I explore this more? Could this be for me? What would you share with them?
I would say that you can go a very long way down the process and still very easily decide it's not for you. So if you have questions or you want answers, if you're not sure if it's for you, there's no reason not to go ahead and like reach out to both you, like either to you or to like franchises if they've already talked to you. You can go all the way through the whole process and then no one ever makes you sign anything until you are sure that you want to do it. So you can talk to everyone that you want to, get all the answers that you want, see how it works, talk to other owners and see whether or not you want to. So my advice would be is just ask the questions, just go for it. And if it's not for you, then you have plenty of time to stop before you're locked into something and have a business that you don't want to run.
Yeah, it's the, I want to ask you a question and like, I don't know what you're going to answer to this. So this may backfire on me, but I always tell people like when you get all the way to the end of this process, you're not going to make a decision. And that sounds crazy, but you get there and it really is just, it's clear that you're on the right track. So you guys were leaving Charlottesville, right? After Meet the Team Day. Did that work? Did you feel like this is it? Or was there this big agonizing, painful kind of decision that ultimately you came to?
It certainly wasn't painful. I still had to decide. I still felt like I needed to make a decision for sure. But it definitely felt like it was the right spot to be. The decision wasn't about which franchise, but whether or not for sure I wanted to be, if this was the right time to go into business. So I felt like we had found the right franchise. I just didn't know, like you mentioned earlier, with another baby on the way as well and stuff, if this was the perfect time or if this was the wrong time. Ended up deciding it was the perfect time, that as they get, there's going to be no better time than the present right. to get started on this. And if I don't do it now, then I'm never going to do it. And I'll always just kind of say, what if? So,
right. Yeah. It's, I came up with this really cool slogan years ago. It's called Just Do It. And there's some dude out in Oregon stole it from me and made it famous. But this was you guys. You just get to a point of like, are we doing this or not? Let's go. Right. You were clear on the brand. Is it the time? And again, like, I do believe that there tends to be like that perfect franchise for each person, but the timing is like that. To me, that's the biggest piece of this. Like, am I ready to do this? Is it going to be hard? It's going to be hard work, man. Are there going to be bad days? Yep, there sure are. But again, you're in control of this and having the ability to kind of build this huge future for you, for your family, for the kids, all of those things is super cool. So I'm very excited for you guys. So looking forward to seeing how this turns out. And again, if you can just expand throughout all of Indiana, then like, you know, I got family a little farther, you know, east of you. Well, you don't want to hire them, but we can certainly sucker them into being customers. So that's pretty easy to do. So, awesome, man. I thank you so much for coming on and sharing this story, your journey through this. And I'm excited to see how you're doing. And you're one of the people I got to get near you every now and then to go back and see family. So if I find out you're not, like, you know, you're screwing stuff up, I'm going to show up at your doorstep and go, what the heck? So, we're launching in first of the year. And then baby number two is coming January, February, right?
Early February.
Okay.
Which will actually work well because I'll have a lot of time off from my regular job.
There you go. And February 4th, if we could just kind of plan on that day, it'd be awesome. So then we'll celebrate the new baby and mine all at the same time. Just, you know, throw that out there as a selfish plug. Anybody in February wants to start showering me with gifts, that'd be awesome too. So, cool, man. Michael, seriously, man, thank you so much. It's been just an absolute joy to get to know you guys and kind of help you through this experience. And thank you so much for coming on today to kind of share it with everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity to come on, and thanks for all your help with the selections and putting up with me not responding for a week at a time during the process.
I was in the fetal position crying a couple of times, but I think I'm mostly good now. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And as always, for all of our amazing loyal podcast listeners, like he said, what are you waiting for? Reach out, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. There's never any fee for our service. So let's talk and see how we can help you create your better tomorrow. So thanks everybody for tuning in, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks so much.